Com.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching an hour or two of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go back into your phone calls. Mac on the line in Georgia on the amp line. Hello, Mac.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Read this article about the Chinese in South Africa are now can be called black.
Really?
Chinese in South Africa or South American?
South Africa.
South Africa.
Oh, the Chinese in South Africa
are now being considered or categorized as black?
Interesting.
Yeah.
I bet that's not making them too happy.
Actually, very happy.
Really?
Why? What's the advantage?
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, about apartheid back in the 80s in all South Africa.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And back then it was classified as non-white or colored. Well, after apartheid ended, they were in a limbo, as you could say, as far as the ethnicity was concerned. And, if, you know, people started to see them as white. And they started crying foul because of the fact that, you know, they're saying they helped build the country of South Africa. And, you know, they're not getting any of the benefits as blacks. Regular blacks might say.
Well, so wait a minute. So is the situation, I'm not too familiar with the situation in South Africa. Are blacks getting some sort of reparations or something like that? I mean, would you?
Yeah, again, you might well see reparations because of apartheid that the government is giving them affirmative action. That's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, affirmative action.
I see. So they are getting perks. They're getting benefits as a result of being classified as black, as opposed to if they were white, they would not get those perks.
Right.
Gotcha. Well, Mac, how do you feel about that?
Kind of crazy, actually.
Kind of crazy? Well, I think is identifying people in groups, and I wish we could all get over it. I know it's not going to happen anytime soon, but I wish we could all just agree that people are people, men and women. There's some differences between the, you know, men and women, certainly, but generally not so much. And certainly, melanin and skin color is just the way someone looks. It has nothing to do with their intelligence. It has nothing to do with their abilities or anything like that. Mac, thank you for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Yes, sir.
About high schools, you know, I went to a vocational high school and a regular high school, and in my regular high school, only thing I liked in there was ROTC. And in the vocational high school, I learned, that's where I got my start in the criminal justice field, and I actually learned more in the vocational high school learning the trade in the protective services than I ever learned in high school.
Sure. Well, that makes sense because you're focusing in on one particular path instead of being forced to take all kinds of classes that might not necessarily have interested you, as Julia was talking about, the one-size-fits-all mode of education. Mac, thanks, dude, for the call. 800-259-9231. When will people learn that people are just people? Human beings are human beings. We look, you know, some of them look a little different than others, but that's all. It's just how we look. Some people have brown hair, some people have blonde hair. Why don't we separate on those lines while we're separating people out? How about blue-eyed versus brown-eyed? What about those green-eyed people? They're trouble, let me tell you.
It seems crazy to me to give advantages or disadvantages to a particular group based on their, the differences, you know, the racial differences. That seems nuts to me. Or, you know, for that matter, sexual differences. I think that people should be able to do that if that's what they want to do inside of their own businesses. I think that, if you're a good Christian guy and you run a good Christian bookstore and you don't want to hire some, you know, flamboyantly gay individual at that bookstore because you feel that that's an abomination to Jesus, well, fine. And I think that the gays, groups that get together should be able to say, we should boycott that Christian bookstore.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't have a problem with that either. I think likely they are boycotting that Christian bookstore already, and that this is happening today in today's culture, and it's just an extreme example. I feel like people should be able to decide not to associate with other people for whatever reasons they want, and they shouldn't be forced by the government. However, I think that at the same time that, you know, the press and other people, word of mouth, would spread around that if you're not serving black people or whatever at your restaurant, likely a lot of white people would decide they wouldn't want to go in there either.
Yeah, I know I would not. I know I would want to know about a restaurant like that or a business like that so I could actively boycott them.
Yep, the godfather of my child's black, and I certainly would not take kindly to that.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we go into an email here from Jeff in New Hampshire, he says, "Guys, I had a question for you, and I'm not sure I have ever heard it expressly addressed on your show." He says, "I've been a podcast listener since July 2007. I know you guys are not advocates of federal legislation or registries to crack down on people who commit acts of rape or those who advocate things like pedophilia, groups like NAMBLA, for example. I'm sure both of you would agree that the rapists in this example have done harm to others and should be criminalized for such actions. I would also like to follow up to that by saying that I would qualify rape as sex without consent. I don't think anybody here supports rape."
No.
And I would point out that while I disagree with having governments create these registries, these sex registries, and the reasons for that, there are a handful of them, but one of the main ones is because people who end up getting, you know, people who pee behind a tree in public end up getting charged with a sex offense and they get into the same registry. So I think that's a problem, and I also think that people can change. I think that they can reform themselves, and if you are labeling them with the scarlet letter for the rest of their lives, I think that doesn't give them a fair shake and a chance to make good in their future.
The evidence shows, I've looked at the recidivism rates, and the fact is, you know, sex offenders don't appear to be any more likely to recidivize than most crimes. As a matter of fact, it's burglars that are most likely to commit again.
So I would say that if you wanted to, on your own, as a some sort of a charitable group or privately funded group, fund your own sort of sexual database, sex offender database, then I would have no problem with that. I mean, I might disagree with it in a fundamental way, but you could do it.
Because the government, they don't have any kind of responsibility for what they do. So if a private organization decides to put me, who has peed behind a tree, on their sex offender registry, I can take them to court and I can sue them for punitive damages,
which seems
fair to me.
Well, if the government messes
up,
then...
the government messes up, the jackball that did it doesn't face any kind of punishment, and likely they will move to the top of their organization. So, you know, that's the main reason to me that whatever the government does is inefficient and it's they're not held responsible.
So he asks a few questions here and would like our input. Number one, in regards to rape, as he again defines it as sex without consent. Number one, how would you propose judgment/penalties be passed down against people like this? And then he goes on with the second question, but let's focus on the first one. How should society handle rapists? Julia, any ideas?
Don't go to me first.
I'll take it. It seems to me that that rapists have done harm to an individual, and that individual needs to be brought, you know, made whole. So first off, they should have to pay for any kind of psychological counseling. They should have to pay for any kind of medical bills.
Mm-hmm.
They should have to pay... really, some kind of punitive damages to the injured party, and you know, I don't mind if they have trouble paying up right now, like if they don't have the money in their pocket, that they would have to go to some kind of slave labor camp that would then you know, for instance, I run the slave labor camp, and the rapist has a $100,000 bill. Okay, well, the rapist has either the choice of coming up with $100,000, which they don't have, or they can come to me and say, "Look, I've got to pay a $100,000 bill." And I would say, "Okay." I write up the a check for $100,000 to the victim, and then they come to work for me under whatever conditions it is that I decide.
Sure.
Now, there would be other organizations that would be in competition with me. I'll grant you none of them would be pleasant places, but neither is prison.
Yeah.
And therefore, that person can pay back.
Well, they could have better, more pleasant circumstances to stay under, provided they were good and behaved well. And, you know, if they're violent and dangerous, then they're going to be in maximum security, and it's going to take them much longer to pay off the debt that they owe the victim. Whereas if they're cooperative and if they're helpful and they, you know, regret what they did, then they might be under minimum security and be able to pay it back quicker. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Brought to you by SACL CAI. That number again, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Those features include the updates. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, just go to updates.com. updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
If you don't have your will in place or a living trust or a living will, you need to get that taken care of right away. Your loved ones will be subjected to the horrors of trying to get the money that you've earned that you want to go to them out of the court system. They could be trying to decide whether or not to pull you off of life-saving equipment. You need to get that done. You can get it done at LegalZoom.com. You can use code FTL to save $10 off for your order. That's LegalZoom.com.
So we're in the middle of an email from Jeff, and I know, Mark, you said you had an email coming up here, so get one of those ready. But Jeff in New Hampshire has some questions about sexual offenders in the free marketplace, and we were talking about how rapists and other people that harm others would have to pay restitution to their victims. Which is something that it's seen occasionally today, but it's not as widespread as it should be, because in many cases what you'll see happen today is someone will be victimized twice. And what that means is when they're victimized the first time by the criminal who comes along and rapes them or steals things or whatever it is that he does. And so that's the first victimization. The second one is when the criminal, if they happen to be caught and if they happen to be convicted, then they go to jail. And that person is victimized again by having to pay to keep that person, that criminal, in jail. So they're victimized by the state to keep the person who hurt them alive, to keep that person behind bars. That individual is not paying for his own incarceration. The individual, in very rare, in most cases, is not paying back the victim. The victim is not made whole. I'm sorry, sending someone off to a dank, dark prison cell may be awful for that particular individual, but it doesn't help the victim to make anything really whole inside them. And I'm not saying that cash payments are going to make rape right. I'm not saying that you can ever really make someone whole from that, but getting cash payments would certainly, in my opinion, be better than getting nothing at all. And that's in many cases what people get today, is nothing at all. So, the number two question from Jeff in his email is whether or not you believe, as some people do not, that pedophilia slash child molestation is a rehabilitable condition, i.e. can be cured through something like therapy, prison time, etc. I guess that is the question. Excuse me. The question is, do we believe that pedophilia slash child molestation is a rehabilitable condition?
Well, I believe that you can punish bad behavior, that people can realize that bad behavior is unproductive to them, mm-hmm. and cease to do that. I believe firmly that every man on the planet is a murderer. I think that that's how we were made. That we were made. We are creatures meant to protect and provide for our families. And whatever. And at one time, that was whatever manner it took. I think sort of natural law overtook, and that people realized that they could get what they wanted better by providing goods and services to other people. And that, killing, raping, and pillaging wasn't the best method for that. So, yes, I do believe that somebody can choose not to, reoffend in the area of pedophilia.
I think it's clearly the case. I mean, we've seen stories over the years about people who, they might have done something against a young person when they were in their 20s, for instance. They got in trouble for it. They grew up. They married, they had children, and they've been happily ever after, except for the fact that they've been having to tow around this weight of the government sex offender system around their entire lives, and that has really become a problem for a lot of these guys who have been trying to move on with their lives, who have changed. Because whoever you were 10 years ago, I was listening, it was Will Buchanan, actually, from the Walk for Liberty at walkforliberty.com. He's, in case you don't know, we haven't talked about it in a little while, but he is walking across the country from Oregon to New Hampshire on behalf of, the Free State Project. He's trying to promote the Free State Project, and at one time he was promoting the Ron Paul campaign, but that's over. I guess he's promoting Ron Paul's campaign for liberty at this point. But Will Buchanan, really intellectual guy, and I like what it is he has to say on his videos. Sometimes he really has some insightful things to say. And he was talking about who you were in the past versus who you are now. And he points out that all that matters is who you are now, in that whatever you did 10 years ago, it wasn't the same you. You were a different person back then. And he pointed out that it was just, it's like getting mad at yourself for doing stupid stuff in the past, as I believe we all have done stupid stuff in the past.
Oh, yes.
getting mad at yourself now for doing stupid stuff then is akin to getting mad at a as he said, a fictional movie character for, you know, making the wrong move or going into the wrong room or getting, you know, doing something stupid on screen. No matter how many times you play that back, that fictional character is not going to change his or her actions. And similarly, what you did in the past is done. There's no going back to undo it. So you can beat yourself over the head as much as you want for it. That's not going to change what happened. And it doesn't really matter anyway. As long as you've changed.
I think there's a point where you can go too far in beating yourself up over past actions. But I also think that sort of disliking who you were in the past in bad areas, because I used to tell lies and steal things.
Yeah.
Absolutely true. I don't like that about me, and it embarrasses me when I think back on some of the situations where I got caught in lies. Usually the lies I get away with doesn't bother me. Got caught in lies and got caught stealing things. It embarrasses me.
That's okay.
That's good. But you aren't... to dwell on it and to be stifled in some way by it or think that I'm not worthy of anything now.
Right.
That's not really worth it. I mean, I can imagine that there are people that I've hurt in my life that probably think that I'll never be good at all. Like, I'm written off, I'm killed off in their mind, I'm a bad person. I'm in the bad person category. And I can understand, and that's
sure. That's some of the damage that gets done when you do bad things.
That's damage that gets done when you do bad things, absolutely.
But I think he was pointing out that you shouldn't let it hold you back from what it is you're looking to do and who you are today. And he pointed out that's all that matters is who you are in this moment and the choices you make now. We've all made poor choices in the past. Hopefully, we've learned from those choices. Perhaps we had the opportunity to make good on a negative choice that we might have made that in some way perhaps offended someone or harmed somebody and apologize for it or make good, make that person whole. At that point, once that's done, you may regret your choices, but there's no point in sitting there and harping on that. There's no point in beating yourself up mentally over and over again over some mistakes that you made. Learn from them and move on and make the right choice next time. That's all you can do, really. 800-259-9231 is the number for you. Mark, you said you had an email, right?
I absolutely do.
All right, let's jump
into
that.
Actually.
Pick one.
Anyway, last night's show, this is from Jeff. Last night's show, you were discussing what if scenarios to establish.
Oh, God, not this again.
Well, this is a little different. If Ian holds the moral aspect of a free market is more important than the practical aspects of a free market. During the discussion, Ian kept stating that it couldn't happen. However, we have an interesting and relevant historical case in Mary Malone that demonstrates a similar kind of scenario to what you were discussing. Mary Malone was the carrier of typhoid fever. This is the infamous Typhoid Mary, and he's going to tell a little bit about it and kind of talk about, ask some questions about how that would be dealt with in a free market society.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time, 24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359, your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, customers. We offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Show, bring up what you want, toll free at 800-259-9231, SACL CAI, toll free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. 800-259-9231, again, that is the number for you. Bring up whatever you want. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those, including the wiki. Over 1,700 pages were created by listeners like you. You can go and edit virtually anything you see. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive. WIKI.freetalklive.com. Travel less. Meet online. Try WebEx free. Go to WebEx.com and enter promo code FTL to start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, WEBEX.com. Enter the promo code FTL and start your free trial of WebEx today.
It's meeting software, and I think it's a pretty good idea. I'm interested to see whether some business meetings can be accomplished on the internet more efficiently than they could be in person.
It would seem that now is the best time for such software. Certainly, more people over time have become telecommuters and they've been working from their home. But now, with gas prices going as high as they are, it's going to be a real incentive for people to find other ways. I was at a meeting for the Cheshire TV board members here. I'm on the board of Cheshire Television, which is the cable access channel here in Keene. And one of them was talking about how his wife is now getting a day every week, one day per week where she can work from home. He says it's really awkward when it's really strange, I guess, when he comes home and his wife's sitting there in her bathrobe or whatever, tapping away at the computer, because you don't have to get all dressed up and you don't have to get in the car and you don't have to, brave the traffic and you don't have to spend all that time on the road. I mean, this seems to be a real good idea.
It's WebEx, WEBEX.com. You know, another thing is some companies are trying 10-day work days or 10-hour work days instead of 8-hour work days, and then doing 4 days a week instead of 5.
Interesting.
And thereby allowing people to, spend more time at work and therefore fewer days traveling. And yeah. Probably better times, too, because if you're sitting in traffic, just, you know, going slower, bumper to bumper or any of that, you're wasting gas.
So, Mark, you had an email we're in the middle of. Typhoid Mary was who you're going to tell us about.
Yep. Mary Malone was a carrier of typhoid fever. She showed no symptoms, but could infect others. Over the course of a couple of years, she infected about 30 people through her work as a cook and a housekeeper. She was tracked down by a free market investigator, a health engineer hired by her previous employer. The investigator was attacked by her when he approached her.
Uh-oh.
Well, he was not very tactful when he approached her. Authorities quarantined her after she refused to stop working in jobs that were high risk of infection of infecting others.
Mm.
She did not believe that she could have the condition without showing symptoms. She even went so far as to change her identity to avoid detection by authorities.
Hmm.
When she died, an autopsy finally proved definitely that she was infected with typhoid. Nobody's 100% sure up until that point. Interestingly, her case was precedent-setting at the time. She was not technically guilty of any crime. She had not knowingly infected anyone. The judge knew he could not allow her to roam free, infecting the populace, but he couldn't find a reason to lock her away either. So a few questions spring to mind, though really are rephrasings of the same question. Did the contracted security force, a.k.a. the government police, act appropriately when they imprisoned her and quarantined her for life? I'm asking you.
I would say no. They did not act appropriately.
How would a totally free market have handled the case once it came to light?
I have no idea how the free market would handle that case.
So you can't take a poke at it?
I can't predict what people, marketplace actors, would end up doing with something like that. Presumably, if people knew that an individual was dangerous in that way, they could be ostracized and prevented from entering private
property.
But they
don't know. No one was 100% sure.
Well, what can you do then?
It just walks around infecting people, I guess.
Yes, you're going to have to come up with a cure, I suppose. Is it incurable, typhoid?
No, well, at the time, it was killing people.
Yeah.
Now it's not a big deal.
Well, necessity is the mother of invention, as they say, and if it turns out that something dangerous like that is happening, inevitably people in search of profits will come up with ways to keep people safe, or we'll all be exterminated.
Okay, very nice. I suppose that organizations, for instance, I know that the JCs exist, and they want to eliminate polio. And I know that there's vaccines for polio, and it must be transmittable somehow. I'm not a polio expert by any stretch of the imagination, but I know that they've been, you know, polio is just about eradicated globally, and through no small extent through the help of JCs. Did I say JCs? Maybe it was Rotary.
Okay.
It's Rotary.
A bunch of old guys hanging out, right?
Eh, whatever. They're doing some good.
Yeah.
And the one of these organizations likely would hear about the situation where Typhoid Mary was running around and offer her money in order to stay the hell away from people.
She an idea.
She could be employed.
See, you're an innovator, Mark.
Yeah, I'm smarter than you. That's all.
Yeah.
She could be employed in some. She could have a job like you where you never leave the house.
Exactly.
And therefore, she wouldn't infect anybody. You're not.
She could use WebEx.
With a free
market. Added value for them.
Would a free market have had a moral cause to lock her away? Would a totally free society have had to allow her freedom? Who is the aggressor in this case? How do you think the case should have been handled?
I don't think there is an aggressor unless she knows that she's infected and is actively trying to infect other people. That would be an aggressive action on her part. But as far as locking her away, then you're taking her freedom away from her. Whereas if you were to simply enforce your own private property rules, she would have her own freedom on her own private property and on the property of those who would allow her access. But if she was a dangerous person, whether she's dangerous because she's violent and questionable of her activities, or she's dangerous because of some sort of communicable disease, let the marketplace decide how to handle that.
Well, it would seem to me that these arbiters that would be out there, take the place of the court system, and I'm sure they would be significantly more efficient. These arbiters, would all only have to be presented with enough evidence that Typhoid Mary is. Infecting people. For instance, if you went to three or four different businesses and they ended up missing product and money every, all these places, and they got together and said, "We're missing product and money. That guy Ian was here." At that point, they have evidence to bring a case in front of, a court to say, "Look, Ian's stealing from us. We need to be able to collect some evidence here." And, therefore, they'd be able to collect some evidence. in the same manner, a few people would come forward and say, we knew Mary, we think she gave us typhoid.
Mm-hmm.
And they would go in front of the arbiter, and the arbiter would say, yeah, that sounds right. You have five people here saying that they've got typhoid, and they believe that it's Mary Malone. Mary, we're going to compel you to give some blood. And they could test her in that manner. Now, I don't know, probably in the day that Mary Malone existed, they couldn't test blood for typhoid fever. I don't know. I'm certainly no expert in this manner, sort of thing. But I think that a court could compel somebody to give blood. And
if they were wrong, though, they'd be in some deep S.
To give blood, she hasn't been harmed.
You're forcing someone to give blood against their will, and it turns out they don't have what they thought she had. They could be liable.
I think that somebody would be liable. Certainly, there would be a bond put up, but I don't think that it would be anything dramatic because people want to be kept safe, and they want to be, you know, therefore they have to have a functioning court system, and that court system has to be able to, it has to be able to find evidence. And so no more than somebody being sent to your house to search for the stolen merchandise, they don't really harm you in the same way she hasn't been harmed for giving up blood. So it certainly beats being put in prison for some reason, you know, something you didn't do, isn't
sure.
it so?
Yeah.
So at that point, once they find out that Mary, in fact, has typhoid, then I believe that they can, that they can quarantine her for life. Yeah.
It'd be nicer to offer her some treatment. That would be nicer.
But who knows, this was a time when typhoid didn't have treatment.
Sure. No, I understand that.
What the treatment is, stay the hell away from people.
Yeah, I gotcha.
All right.
800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. We
can continue.
Not an
easy case, is it, Julia?
I'm enjoying listening to both of you.
Prattle on at each other.
All right, so to The Guardian, since we're talking about health-related issues, here's a kind of a pickle of a question. Like any other 3-year-old child, Molly has brought joy to her parents. Bright-eyed and cheerful, Molly is also deaf. And that's an issue which vexes her parents, though not for the obvious reasons. Paula Garfield, a theater director, and her partner Tomato, yes, that's the name, Tomato Litchi, an artist and designer, are also deaf. And they hoped to have a child who could not hear.
Yeah, a lot of deaf people are that way.
They said, we celebrated when we found out about Molly's deafness. Being deaf is not about being disabled or medically incomplete. It's about being part of a linguistic minority. We are proud. They're proud to have a deaf daughter. And we'll look into this more because there's an issue here. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dur Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now 866-768-7811 or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Dur-Alt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Show, you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, SACL CAI, toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Doesn't matter how much stuff you buy, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Actually, the more stuff that is purchased in a given month, we do get a higher percentage, but don't let that affect your buying decisions. You need to buy what you need to buy. Don't buy more just on our behalf. But definitely get what you need because Amazon's got it all. In fact, they just opened up their office supply store. So if you need stuff for your office, Amazon's got it. And everything else.
Cool.
I mean, they sell virtually everything. Today, we saved you about $50, Julia.
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
Well, I bought a PlayStation 3 and cable to hook up the HD to it. It cost me $50 to get that HD cable in the store, but it was $1.34 on Amazon.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
so I
difference.
Bought that and then returned the HD cable today.
Yeah. Gosh. And she bought me lunch because it essentially paid for the lunch, all that savings. And Amazon's got to go
buy him a Tic Tac, honestly.
Just take money and run.
Anyway, so you want a great deal on some great products, go to amazon.freetalklive.com. Even stuff you can't purchase, stuff that's downloadable, for instance, like Amazon Unbox. I believe they're offering us like a 20% spiff on Amazon Unbox.
What is that?
So it's where you can actually watch movies and television shows on your computer on demand through Amazon. So
wow.
Lots of ways to buy stuff, and Free Talk Live gets a cut if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. We're talking about a deaf little girl. Her name is Molly. She's 3 years old, and she can't hear. And now her parents, Paula and Tomato, that's apparently her name, both artists, theater directors.
There's two. It's two women?
Yes. That's my presumption. They use the term partner.
Name?
They use the term partner.
I don't know that that's necessarily... Okay, go ahead. We'll leave the name Tomato as ungendered.
Anyway, they say being deaf is not about being disabled or medically incomplete. It's about being part of a linguistic minority. We're proud not of the medical aspect of deafness, but of the language we use and the community we live in.
Many deaf people feel this way, that they want their children to be deaf because they really love their little subculture. And I can understand that.
Yeah, I don't don't know if I understand that at all. I think it's strange. I understand trying to make the best out of your situation. I understand that, like, okay, I'm deaf, now I need to make the best out of it and learn how to communicate with people as best as possible, and it's okay to feel good about having problems and not be depressed about it. I can understand having a positive mindset about it, but to deprive your children of the ability to hear if they have the option, because apparently there are some ways that can be... that this can be changed.
If they have the option at age 3, don't they also have the option at age 15 or when they can make decisions for themselves?
Well, I don't know. Actually, the story isn't so much about Molly as it is the second child that they're hoping to have. Apparently,
they're hoping to have, and it's two women, and you think that you think it's two women?
I don't know. Maybe not.
I think Tomato is a male masculine name in this particular instance.
Whatever. Anyway, they say they want...
I think when it's masculine, actually, it's Tomato.
They also want their second child to be deaf, and that desire has brought them into a sharp confrontation with British Parliament. The government's...
Want him to be deaf? Wanting your child to be deaf?
That's correct.
Okay,
they want their children to be deaf.
What are the steps they're taking in order to have their child be deaf?
I don't know. The government's Human Fertilization and Embryology Bill, scheduled to go through the Commons this spring, will block any attempt by couples like Garfield and Litchie to use modern medical techniques to ensure their children are deaf. The bill is a jumbo-sized piece of legislation intended to pull together all aspects of reproductive science in Britain and pave the way for UK scientists to lead the field in embryology. But in trying to do so, the civil servants drafting the bill have provoked a great deal of unrest. Paula is now in her early 40s, says Litchie. Our first daughter was born naturally, but due to Paula's age, we may need IVF for the second. I don't know what IVF...
In vitro fertilization.
Oh, okay. The trouble is, according to... one of the clauses in the bills, the selection of a hearing child through IVF is permitted, but embryos found to have deafness genes will be automatically discarded. This sends out a clear and direct message that the government thinks deaf people are better off not being born. Now, while I think that the government has no business in deciding what parents can and can't have as far as a baby is concerned, I don't think it's any of the government's business. I do agree that I think it's wrong to purposefully make your child deaf. I mean, would you make your child blind so they could be part of that culture too?
Well,
would you make your child a mute?
That culture isn't as large, and you know, the deaf people, the disadvantages are smaller than blind people's.
I understand that, Mark, but I mean, come on, this is crazy.
Wait a second. I'm gonna believe it or not. I'm going to take the other side of this one. Okay, so
you don't think it's crazy to make your child...
People are more susceptible to sunburns and skin cancer than, say, for instance, Mac in Georgia, who's black.
Okay.
So would you willingly make your child redheaded, knowing that they could be burned by the sun if they, you know, stayed out too long?
I see what you're pointing out here, Mark. You're saying there's a difference in degrees here.
It's an issue of degrees.
And I think that, you know, in that particular case, at least the young person or the individual could choose to put on sunscreen, could choose to limit their time in the sun. The fact is, even if you aren't a redhead, too much time in the sun is going to result in a sunburn, and I think pretty much everybody knows that. But to deprive them of all of their senses, we're talking about
all of their senses.
Well, one of their senses. We're talking about a sense here. You only get a few of them, and to not have one of them, I think, it's outrageous to me.
Not me. I'm sorry. I think that deaf people should be able to choose that if they want that.
But they're choosing it for someone else. It's not their choice.
It's their child.
It's the same idea as religion, though, isn't it? Where, I mean, essentially, when you're born into a family, you're born into whatever lifestyle they decide for you because you, I mean, they own you at least for a little while.
Yeah, not
really. You
just
don't like it because they can't listen to Free Talk Live.
Oh, no, that's not it. There's actually a website out there, Mark, and I forget what it is, but I found it the other day. You can, I guess, put an MP3 file in there, and they'll transcribe the show. So you could actually get
manually
a transcription.
Transcribe?
The website transcribes audio.
Wow.
I don't know how accurate it is. Probably not that accurate, but, I mean...
Computers do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like voice recognition software.
It seems possible.
So deaf people can actually listen to, or they can experience Free Talk Live via transcripts. But I think that's different, Julia, because you're talking about kids are born into a family with a particular religious viewpoint, okay, fine, they're going to get indoctrinated that way, but that doesn't mean they can't change that later on down the line. Once you're deaf, you're deaf. I mean, I don't think they can reverse that, right?
Certainly some types of deafness that you can reverse. And
are mom and dad going to pay for that?
The example that, but in that case, it would be a heck of a lot easier to learn from being 3 years old how to live through, you know, how to hear through electronic means than it would be at 18. So I'll concede that point to you. However, I feel that parents should be able to choose if parents can choose genetic predispositions in their children, then they should be able to choose what ones that we don't like.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying they shouldn't be able to choose this, Mark. I do think that they can do those things, and I don't think the government should step in the way. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to disagree vehemently with it. I think you're depriving your children of the wonders of being able to hear. Being able to hear is a great thing, and why would you want your child to go through life without that option?
Well, you and I can agree.
That seems absurd to me.
You and I can agree somewhat on that. I would say that if you're deaf and you're thinking about having children, that you really should think about what the child wants, not just what you want for the child.
Yeah.
However, I think that those people have that right to make that decision.
Okay.
That's usually what parents do. I mean, parents love to live their lives through their children. So
yeah, I think it's messed up.
I
concur.
I haven't decided. I feel a little strange on this, and I don't think that I necessarily agree with it, but I mean, I guess they have the right to do that, right?
Sure. And I would think that, if their child found out down the line that they could have heard. Like, I could have had a hearing life, but my parents decided that I was going to be deaf. They should be able to sue them, as far as I'm concerned, because I was just watching this.
Well, it's not so, though. Remember, they're essentially with in vitro fertilization, they're choosing, they're not choosing that child. That child could either hear, could either be deaf or be dead. Non-existent, I guess, would be the.
Oh, really?
And so that would be a choice of another child.
Okay. I got you.
That's my understanding of it. I mean,
yeah, I don't know much about the science, but I know that I was just watching, Julia, you were watching one of the episodes of Penn & Teller's BS last night, and it was the circumcision one, the male circumcision episode, and that's a depressing show for me because I'm circumcised, and I didn't have a choice in that. My parents made that decision for me, and as a result of that decision, as I understand it, I have less I have less nerve endings in my unit than I would otherwise and could have less enjoyment of sex because of that. Thanks, Mom and Dad. Appreciate that. 800-259-9231. But that's nothing compared to being deaf. If I'd been deaf because of the choices of my parents, I'd be pissed. Because, of course, then again, I wouldn't know what I was missing, I guess. More coming up. Hour 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. Interknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all Interknobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's Interknobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at Interknobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.